Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
In the coming months, let's see where else we can make progress together. Let's make this a year of action. That's what most Americans want. For all of us in this chamber to focus on their lives, their hopes, their aspirations. What I believe unites the people of this nation, regardless of race or region or party, young or old, rich or poor, is the simple, profound belief in opportunity for all. The notion that if you work hard and take responsibility, you can get ahead in America.
There's President Obama calling for 2014 to be a year of action. President's State of the Union Address, number one item this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Happy to have you along. I'm Doug Steffen. Talk Radio Review for this last week of January 2014. We'll run down the top 10 hits. At number 10, Justin Bieber's legal problems. At number 9, Jay Leno preparing to leave The Tonight Show. At number 8, the censuring of John McCain. At number 7, the discussion of the Affordable Care Act. Number 6, NSA and the spying scandal. Number 5, the Olympic security concern. Number 4, immigration legislation. Number 3 this week, extreme winter weather. Number 2, the Super Bowl. And the number 1 item this week is the State of the Union Address. So, let's bring ourselves around to a conversation with Talk host Steve Scott. Josh Gerstein is his guest from Politico.com. They did some fact-checking on the President's State of the Union Address, and as you can imagine, there are a few questions.
First up, Obamacare. The President said, quote, more than 9 million Americans have signed up for private health insurance or Medicaid coverage. True or false?
Well, the number itself is true, but that made it sound like through Obamacare, this was the only way these people had gotten insurance. Some of them probably had insurance. Some of them may have lost their insurance because of these cancellation notices that have been going out. But some people may have just been switching plans. So it's hard to know what that 9 million figure really means.
Next up, climate trends. The President said, quote, over the past 8 years, the United States has reduced our total carbon pollution more than any other nation on Earth. Is that true?
So again, strictly speaking, true. The U.S. was doing more of that carbon pollution than any other nation on Earth. So any change is going to probably be more than what other countries are doing. It has come down, but as the economy has ticked up in the last couple of years, the numbers have started to go up again. And the president also claimed that a lot of these reductions and the transitions to cleaner burning fuels are the results of his policies. And that's far from clear. It seems like more likely the trends towards, for example, fracking of natural gas, making that much, much cheaper, is responsible for less coal being burned rather than the president's policies.
On Iran, Mr. Obama said this, quote, unprecedented inspections help the world verify every day that Iran is not building a bomb. Is that accurate?
The inspections are unprecedented. There's now daily access by the International Atomic Energy Agency to a bunch of different sites in Iran. So people are getting a closer look at that. To say Iran isn't building a bomb, again, I think is a dubious proposition. There's no question they have a nuclear program, and even under this short-term six-month deal, that program will go forward in many respects. Some aspects of it have been stopped. I guess the president is technically correct in the sense that no one says the Iranians have actually assembled a nuclear bomb yet, but if they can do so in a matter of a few weeks, that discrepancy or that difference may be a difference without much of a distinction.
Josh, as we wrap it up, I want to jump over to the Republican rebuttal. Washington Congresswoman Kathy McMorris Rogers said, quote, last month more Americans stopped looking for a job than found one. Is that accurate?
Well, it is true that the labor force, the number of people that are actually out there looking for jobs or say that they're ready to work, has been declining. It's not entirely clear what all the causes of that are, but a big chunk of the reason for that is simply the fact that the U.S. population is getting older. More baby boomers are retiring and taking themselves out of the labor market. So if the implication here is that the president's policies are responsible for people not looking for work or a lack of jobs or a lack of economic activity, there are a lot of other factors involved here that might be more significant than anything Mr. Obama is responsible for.
Coming up next, more in the State of the Union when the Talk Radio Countdown Show gets into a higher gear.
Alka-Seltzer Plus presents The Cold Truth.
Ooh, I feel bad for that tissue.
I have a cold that took NyQuil, but I'm still stuffy.
So you're saying you have a cold, took NyQuil cold and flu liquid gels, but you're still stuffy. Should have taken Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels. They fight your toughest cold symptoms, plus have a fast-acting decongestant to relieve your stuffy nose.
What?
Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels relieve nasal congestion. That's what.
It's good to know. Oh, what a relief it is.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Now that's how you spell relief.
Ugh, cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Looking for a great price on a new hardwood floor?
Every floor in every store is on sale now at Lumber Liquidators in the Vier Flooring Clearance. Clearance flooring is just 19 cents a square foot. First quality laminate, just 49 cents. Pre-finished hardwood, 139. Plus bamboo, hand scrape. If it's in stock, it's on sale. And get special extended financing. Hurry, these incredible deals will not last. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store before these deals are gone.
Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
All right, so we have broken. Morning is broken. The day is broken. We're starting with number 1 in this hour of the countdown, moving up to number 10. Doug Steffen here with the State of the Union address still in the focus. Number 1, host Ken Altshuler talking to Senator Susan Collins of Maine. We get her take on the State of the Union address.
Senator, why don't you give us your overview on the speech?
I had mixed feelings. There were parts of the speech that were truly inspirational, such as the salute to the wounded warrior, the Army Ranger with the wounded on his 10th deployment. And I think that the president's proposals to try to increase retirement savings that actually are similar to a bill that I'm introducing today with the chairman of the Aging Committee, I liked his emphasis on job training programs. But overall, I'm very concerned by what appears to be the president's determination to get his way, regardless of whether or not Congress agrees. And I think that's contrary to our constitutional system. It reminds me of when the president went around the Senate, circumvented the confirmation process to make his appointments to the National Labor Relations Board, something that was later struck down by 2 courts. So I'm very concerned that the president seems to be willing to implement policy by executive fiat rather than through the constitutional process of going through Congress.
On the other hand, President Obama has correctly said that Congress, not so much the Senate, but certainly the House of Representatives, has not been overly cooperative with him. And from his view, the only way he's going to get anything done is to go around them. Can you at least appreciate his frustration with the House not cooperating or maybe seeing as their agenda not agreeing to anything he proposes?
Well, I share the president's frustration over the gridlock, and I've worked very hard to put together bipartisan groups of senators to get over that kind of paralysis. The fact is that presidents don't deal with Congress because they like dealing with Congress. They deal with Congress because that's the way our system is set up under the Constitution. They're not supposed to ignore or try to accomplish by executive order legislative priorities. We're the representatives of the people of the United States. And I think every president gets frustrated with Congress and vice versa, but most presidents recognize the limits of their authority, and they seek to cultivate relationships with Congress to bring us together so that compromises can be struck and policy can be enacted.
Here's what some talk radio callers had to say, sort of a montage of information or at least ideas and opinions about the President's State of the Union address.
I thought the speech was pretty good. It seemed to be evenly handed, kind of bipartisan, but I was disappointed that I didn't hear anything about fixing some of the loopholes in the health care law, such as the states that aren't expanding the Medicaid. There's the problem where if you make below the poverty level, you don't qualify for the subsidy. Because right now, a one-person household needs about $12,000 a year of income to get a subsidy. But like when I get married in October, I'll lose the subsidy qualification because my spouse can't work because of a car accident injury. So I'm kind of looking forward to the future. They're reading about fixing some of those major gaps, some kind of federal solution to states who refuse to implement Medicare expansion or something else like that. And the only other thing I thought was really encouraged by the minimum wage proposal, at least, to get federal workers up and then work on everyone else, because that's the core thing, is to get the money actually circulating the economy and not just sitting in bank accounts.
You know, I heard what our president was saying, and I support him completely in everything he's doing. I think that the minimum wage raise is a fantastic idea. And I am just really happy how our president has performed over his entire tenure. He had a lot put into his lap when he gained his first stint as a president for our country.
I thought the president's speech was actually boring. And last year, you know, you just felt this big surge of hope, and this year, all of the applause lines, I knew what he was going to say before he said them. And then the Republican response basically picked out his biggest applause lines and used it for their response.
I listened to all of his speeches, and I enjoyed this. Some of the things I liked. I liked the $10.10 for the poorest workers. And I liked his opinion on women, because the women do need more money. It's a lot of single moms out there, and I think they do need more money, and I think the companies can afford it. And also, I enjoyed what he said about getting out of Afghanistan. I seen the soldier that was injured, and my heart went out to him, and I think we've done all we can over there. It's time for us to leave there. And I just enjoyed the president, the whole. Now, I think he was conciliatory towards the Republicans. He didn't come out to fight with them. He came out to give a speech to bring us together. So I enjoyed it.
I do not believe that a president should have the stroke of a pen to go ahead and offset Congress. I think that's a very dangerous road to go down. You're superseding both the Senate and the House. You're superseding where people can get together, could get together, and work together to bring better bills on both sides of the issue. For him doing this by himself, to me, is alienating both sides of this. It's creating a fourth branch of government, which our Constitution did not set up this way. I'm extremely afraid of his power. I don't want to see any president have that much power.
Up next, we shift the focus to the Super Bowl and winter weather. So if you're interested in the whole shebang, you'll stick around, because just a few moments away, we get into numbers 2 and 3 on the countdown this week.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Talk Radio Countdown Shoe, Really Big Shoe. I'm Doug Steffen. Super Bowl is number two. Host Ed Crane talking about the ridiculous amount of money that's tossed around for major sporting events like the Super Bowl.
If there's one thing I'd love to change about pro sports, it's the ridiculous amount of money flying around. Back in 1967, when the first Super Bowl was played, the best players on the winning Green Bay Packers squad made less than $50,000. Most had to hold seasonal jobs in the winter and spring to make ends meet. Fast forward to 2014, where basically a bunch of multimillionaires wearing football uniforms will square off Sunday evening in hopes of winning the game and access to even more money. Now, not all of the players are millionaires. Some rookies only make $400,000 to play, well, maybe 18, 19 games if they're lucky. But salary is just one stream of income for pro athletes who were paid for personal appearances, autographs, and in the relatively new trend of selling their so-called game-worn gear, helmets, jerseys, gloves, you name it. Apparently, folks will pay a premium for uniforms and equipment the pros actually wear, especially if they were worn in the Super Bowl. But apparently, there's a problem. There's more demand than supply. Now, just days away from Super Bowl Sunday and his brother Peyton's big day in the spotlight, little brother Eli Manning and his New York Giants stand accused of running a fake, offering for sale as game-used merchandise, gear that wasn't game-worn at all. Among the bogus items, Eli Manning helmets, Super Bowl rings, and jerseys. It's unclear how much Manning made on the scam that covered the Giants' multiple Super Bowl championships, but it's reported he was more motivated by a desire to hang on to his real gear and rings. In a lawsuit filed by a sports collectibles dealer who says he was ripped off, it's alleged that Giant Geargate reached beyond the players to the equipment manager, even team management. The suit claims the team would routinely instruct a local dry cleaner to take the jerseys and intentionally damage them to make them appear as if they'd been in a tough game. Even the Eli Manning helmet that now has a place of honor in the Pro Football Hall of Fame is a knockoff. If all of this is true, it's a black eye on Big Blue, a long, proud, well-run, and successful franchise. Bad enough the team was so awful the Giants were out of the Super Bowl chase by Columbus Day. If this suit is true, that the zillions the Giants reap from constant sellouts and TV revenue just isn't enough, fans like me might have to shop around for another team. Of course, there's nothing to suggest other teams aren't doing the same thing, and the fans who buy the gear have no one to blame. Because without our money, the players don't get theirs.
Extreme winter weather, number three on the countdown. Hosts Susan Rose and John Zach talked to North Carolina reporter Josh Zach about the winter weather that hit the southeast Atlantic, crippled a lot of the towns to the east of there, all the way to the Atlantic Ocean, bothered by that.
We're hearing nightmare stories after this rare blast of snow, sleet, and ice. What's the story there? How much snow?
Well, first of all, we're still in North Carolina, and it's not a nightmare. We encourage everybody from the Buffalo area and New York State to come on down. It's beautiful, sunny, balmy. It's 18 degrees here.
You're not going to the beach today, are you?
No, and in fact, I'm glad you brought that up. I just got off the phone with a gentleman named Sam Walker who writes for theOuterBanksVoice.com. I had a really interesting talk with him about the storm that they received because they started getting bad weather before we did over on the coastal part of the state. They bought about 2 to 4 inches of sleet and freezing rain yesterday afternoon, which is now underneath another 1 to 4 inches of snow, depending on where they are. So they've got an extreme ice pack and slush underneath the powdery coat of snow. That is probably, in my opinion, the worst condition that I've heard about all morning since I've been at the station since about 4 a.m.
Boy, now, what's your forecast? Does it get better, or is it you're still in this for a while?
The forecast is that we are going to remain below freezing through tomorrow. The governor has issued a state of emergency for the state. He did that yesterday in order to mobilize necessary resources and to put the National Guard on standby. The reason they're doing that is because Wake County, where we are, only has about 50 trucks that can spread salt brine and try to do snow removal. It's kind of funny if you look at the roads here right now. Do you know what it looks like at midnight on Christmas Eve into Christmas when you go to midnight mass and
sure. No
one's out? That's what it looks like right now.
Have people been running to the stores to buy milk, bread, eggs, and things like that? Are schools closed?
Schools are closed. Yesterday, schools were operating on two-hour delays. Some of them were dismissing early, and then some schools opted not to have classes at all.
Immigration and the Olympics are in the focus next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The week ending Friday, January 31st is in our focus. Let's see if we can get ourselves away from some of the silly stuff into some of the more important items up for discussion, including the number four item, which focuses on some new immigration legislation. May raise your eyebrow here. Talk host Doug McIntyre and Terry Ray Elmer talk about the Homeland Security Secretary's comments regarding amnesty and the Republican plan to go along with it.
Jet Johnson. That's his name, J-E-H. How do you pronounce that? Jet Johnson is the he's the Homeland Security Secretary, and he says that illegal aliens have earned the right to be citizens. It is also, frankly, in my judgment, a matter of who we are as Americans to offer the opportunity to those who want to be citizens, who've earned the right to be citizens, who are present in this country, many of whom came here as children, to have the opportunity that we all have to try to become American citizens. All right, okay, this is, and you think that there might be a problem. This is the guy who's in charge of ICE. This is the guy who's in charge of Immigration and Customs Enforcement. He says, well, they're present in the country. They've earned the right to be here. See, it's funny, when I saw this on the news, I said, no, they're stealing from the country. They didn't earn it, they're stealing. And I know that that makes people crazy. Oh, how can you say that, you awful Diablo Blanco, you? How could you possibly say such a horrible thing? I said, because there are people who wait in line for years to enter this country legally, from all, including from Central America and from Mexico, and you cut the line. And I've said it 1,000 times. You try that at the DMV, you're going to swallow your teeth. Someone's going to shove your teeth down your throat.
Well, you can't just move to Switzerland or Norway or Sweden.
Or Mexico.
Or Mexico.
No, you can't
apply for public benefits. and
no,
and
it's
get them.
Just so screwed up. It's just the you know, and I know I'm past the point where I just go, you know, whatever. But you know, the Republican Party is about to, of course, jump right on the bandwagon. The president, of course, is going to make a big pitch on the State of the Union address for this, and John Boehner and the House Republicans are going to meet in Maryland to come up with a whole bunch of ways that they can try to jump on the amnesty bandwagon while pretending that they're still observing sovereignty and enforcement. And that's all it is. It must be defeated. Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions is the man because he is fighting it, and it's going to be up to just a few loyal Americans fighting a rearguard action to defeat this again. And I know that at some point the DREAM Act kids and this issue has to be dealt with, but it's real simple. My standard is simply this. I'll work with whoever wants to normalize and pathway to citizenship once you've proven that you can stop the next 11 to 20 million people coming in the country. Once you've proven that we're not going to just do this all over again 5 years from now, then I'll talk to you. But there's no indication they're paying lip service only to enforcement. They're just not interested. So I'm not interested in what they have to say.
Olympic security concerns number 5 on the countdown. Here's host Esme Murphy talking to analyst Tom Mikaitis about the Black Widows in Russia and how big a threat they may be to the Olympics, in fact.
How big a threat are these potential Black Widows in terms of a potential suicide bombing?
Well, the Black Widows go back to the late 1990s and the two Chechen wars against the Russian Federation. Women, when they become suicide bombers, are usually motivated by personal loss. Men, usually by ideology. So they're not, you know, anyone who's not afraid to die is, of course, a concern. The real issue is, it's not just Chechnya, by the way, it's Dagestan, Ingushetia. The whole North Caucasus region is very unstable. But the concern is that as long as people have known that the Olympics is coming, which has been several years now, that gives them plenty of time to preposition assets, both in terms of equipment, bombs, weapons, who knows, and these individuals. So it is a cause for concern. If, on the other hand, the Russians have specifically identified individuals, that makes it much more likely that they will actually catch them. But I would not be surprised if there weren't more. I don't know. But Sochi is in a very, very dicey part of the world.
You know, I think one thing that's really striking, and actually was on the air yesterday talking about this, is when you really read more about the conflict, and the history of the conflict, it's really pretty remarkable that the International Olympic Committee, the IOC, agreed to hold these Olympics.
Yeah.
Here, I mean, this is not something that just happened, that just cropped up. And granted, it was Vladimir Putin who pushed this, but this has been coming. This has been going on for a long time, hasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, no question about it. And by the way, it isn't just the North Caucasus. Sochi is literally a stone's throw away from Abkhazia, which is a breakaway Georgian republic. Georgia fought. Russia actually invaded Georgia in 2004. So, you know, this is I do not think the International Olympic Committee exercised particularly good judgment putting the things here, but they do this for political reasons. They do it, you know, for what you might call political correctness. I mean, Rio de Janeiro could be a very dicey place, too, in terms of the organized crime around the area.
Up next here on the countdown, the NSA, continuing focus on the Affordable Care Act, and John McCain seems to be in a pinch. That's what the Talk Radio Countdown Show will focus on as we continue here. Please stick around.
Alka-Seltzer Plus presents The Cold Truth. Ooh, I feel bad for that tissue.
I have a cold that took NyQuil, but I'm still stuffy.
So you're saying you have a cold, took NyQuil Cold and Flu Liquid Gels, but you're still stuffy. Should have taken Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels. They fight your toughest cold symptoms, plus have a fast-acting decongestant to relieve your stuffy nose.
What?
Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels relieve nasal congestion. That's what.
It's good to know. Oh, what a relief it is.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Yeah, that's how you spell relief.
Ugh, cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We made Tylenol Cold to help keep you going this winter.
Snowy!
You make them bundle up. We relieved your congestion.
Yay!
You challenged them to a snowball fight. We took away your cough. You take them on a sleigh ride to remember. Tylenol Cold helps relieve even your worst cold and flu symptoms. But for everything we do, we know you do so much more. Tylenol Cold. Use as directed.
Getting ready for that spring home makeover? Then get the hottest flooring styles for less at Lumber Liquidators Exotic Flooring Sale. Get hand-scraped exotic Brazilian cherry, hard-to-find acacia, and more, all on sale. You could pay $5.89 a square foot for Brazilian redwood at other stores, but we've got it for $3.99. That's 32% less. Plus, get high-quality laminates for 49 cents and special financing. Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store before these deals get away.
Minimum monthly payment required. Financing subject to credit approval.
Happy that you are here and happy to have your company, if you will, in our weekly overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, the issues of the week. I'm Doug Steffen. Number 6 item in the issue department, the NSA spying scandal, new revelations coming out this week. So that becomes the subject of scrutiny on some of the news television programs as well. Here's Candy Crowley talking to Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky about the lawsuit that Paul is filing against the NSA and their entire data collection program.
You have filed suit against the National Security Agency, basically aimed at that big metadata program where they collect information on phone calls made here in the U.S. and into the U.S. Have you gotten any Democrats or any Republicans, for that matter, to join you in that suit?
There are several Democrats who I talk with on a routine basis about trying to reform the NSA. I don't know if any of them are ready to be on the lawsuit yet, but on legislation, I am on legislation with Senator Wyden and Udall and Blumenthal to try to reform the FISA courts, to try to reform some of this collection of records. But our court case will be historic because it'll be the first time that a class action suit, over 350,000 people are saying you can't have my phone records if the warrant doesn't have my name on it and it doesn't specify what you want them for and it doesn't accuse me of some kind of crime with probable cause. This is an incredibly important debate over the Fourth Amendment. And so I think our lawsuit will have great ramifications and I think it'll make it to the Supreme Court.
Obamacare, health care, insurance coverage, number 7 on the countdown. Host Jimmy Barrett talking to analyst Paul Bazile about several big companies that have cut insurance benefits for their employees because of the Affordable Care Act.
Well, are these all part-time people?
That is where it's at least starting at this point for Target and a lot of other employers that have a part-time workforce or low-wage earning workforce. And this is a trend that began last year.
What kind of insurance did these part-time workers have?
I'm not familiar with their exact program, but it is not unusual for part-time workers to be offered a limited benefit plan, something different than what a full-time employee might be offered. And that is mostly devised by the employer in their effort to manage costs.
Right. And one thing I think we can probably say with some certainty, can't we, and that is that the minimum plan that you have to purchase through the Health Care Act is going to be a whole lot more expensive for these people than the plan that they were on with their employer.
Well, like most healthcare discussions, the situation is dependent upon each individual's age, and it's a very much an individual scenario. Generally speaking, though, if the plans on the exchange are full benefit plans, so if an employee had one of those minimum or partial programs that I talked about earlier, then the benefits will be richer, and yes, the costs will be commensurate and higher.
Right, but for a lot of those people, they're going from something they probably could afford to perhaps something that they can't afford.
There will be those.
Yeah.
Take it to the bank.
And of course, if they can't afford it, you get to pay the penalty and have no insurance, which is even better, right?
You know, what's kind of interesting is that some people actually want it that way, and that's kind of a, I don't, you know, if the government did take that into consideration, I suppose there's a whole conspiracy to be contemplated there, but
yeah.
There really is a faction of people that
sure.
really don't want insurance. They're getting their health care for free through the community health care system.
Right,
they
right.
don't want to deal with any of that.
Or the same way that you and I were when we were 19 or 20 years old. We're invincible. They don't think anything's going to happen to them, so why should they spend the money on it?
Oh, Jimmy, were you and I ever that thing?
Yeah, I was. I don't know about you, but I sure was.
I was, too.
Yeah. Now, I guess the big question for everybody, is this just the tip of the iceberg?
I think so. Our firm is of the belief that employers are probably best served to kind of view health care the same, health insurance specifically, the same way that employers have viewed offering the traditional defined benefit pension plan, which has pretty much gone the way of the dinosaur, except for a few very, very large companies.
Number 8 item on the countdown this week, the censuring of John McCain. Host Mac Watson and Larry Gatos talked to Senator John McCain about the Republican Party in Arizona deciding to censure him because he's too doggone liberal, so they think.
Your Republican friends don't like you right now. They censured you over the weekend. They say that your voting is too Democrat. What is the deal with that?
Yeah, what's the purpose of this? This is coming out of nowhere. They know who John McCain is.
First of all, I'd be glad to send you. In fact, I will all of the ratings I have from the American Conservative Union, Citizens Against Government Waste, National Taxpayers Union. All these outfits grade me extremely high, extremely high. And
we'll send you our ratings too.
I have a proud conservative record, but. It's regrettable, and you know I've kind of addressed the issue, and I don't want to continue on. But one thing that they alleged was that somehow I was for funding of Obamacare, and that I led the fight for 25 days on the floor of the Senate against Obamacare. I campaigned for months for Mitt Romney and against Obamacare, but I didn't want the government shut down because I saw the devastating effects of it, and there was no way that it was going to fund Obamacare. And, of course, the other is, quote, amnesty. I believe we need comprehensive immigration reform. We have 11 million people living in the shadows, and nobody believes they're going to be deported. So that's de facto amnesty of leaving them in that situation. And I don't want to bother you with all the details, but in order for someone under the plan we have, they have to wait 10 years, they have to pay back taxes, they have to pay a fine, they have to pay learn English,
right.
And then after 10 years, they have to get in line behind everybody else after having paid thousands of dollars in fees. I don't call that amnesty.
Mm.
And we are going, among other things, a part of this bill, we're going to get 90% effective control of the border, which we don't have now, by the way, and 20,000 additional border patrol.
All right, so let me paraphrase then. What it sounds to me is you're sick and tired of the GOP putting you in a corner. Why don't you just retire?
Oh, I love what I'm doing. It gets me fired up.
So are you going to run again?
I'm more likely today than I was a couple of days ago.
Oh, because of the censure.
Look, I love it in the arena. Did you ever read read Teddy Roosevelt's The Man in the Arena? I love the arena.
Mm.
I love the battle. I love the fight. I love the accomplishments. I'd love to serve. I'm the proudest. I can't tell you how fortunate I feel to have been able to serve the people of Arizona.
But we do know that Olympia Snow and John Kyle have said, though, that it's not the same. It's not the same Congress as it was, and they've both retired.
Well, that's true. But by the way, John Kyle, I was appreciative of his remarks, supportive of me. But if we gain control of the Senate, which we should, I think we have every opportunity of it. I'll be the chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee. I don't think we've ever been in a more dangerous time since the end of the Cold War. I have the benefit of years of experience and knowledge and background, and I can use that to defend this country and ensure the safety of the men and women who are serving this country, including my own son.
Up next, Jay Leno and Justin Bieber, not together, of course, but they're part of the discussion. We'll wrap up the countdown with a focus on both of them next here on the TRCS. It continues, Talk Radio Countdown.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Doug Steffen at number 9 on the countdown here. Jay Leno's departure from The Tonight Show on 60 Minutes last Sunday on CBS. Steve Croft talked to Jay Leno about what Leno will do after he leaves The Tonight Show.
The staff is already working on his latest farewell show, February 6th. But what everyone wants to know is, what is Jay Leno going to do with himself when all of this is over? He says he expects to spend more time with Mavis and puttering around his garages, which occupy two large hangars at the Burbank Airport and house one of the country's best collections of classic cars and motorcycles. Grand as all of this is, no one really believes it's going to fill the void left by The Tonight Show, and Leno acknowledges that there are no shortage of opportunities for him.
You're a workaholic. What are you going to do?
I don't know what I'll do. Will I do another late night show to go against any of these people? No.
No. No. You can't recreate what we had at The Tonight Show. That was a 22-year moment in time. It was fantastic, and I loved it. Would I like to do things with, History Channel? Yeah, I think that would be fun to do.
So you're going to be the History Channel? Can we go with that?
No, I'm not going to the History Channel.
But I really like being a comedian. I mean, I like going on the road. It's really fun making people laugh.
His first gig is February 7th in Florida, the day after his swan song. Last year, Leno says he did more than 100 stand-up performances in addition to his Tonight Show duties, and that doesn't include his regular gig at the Hermosa Beach Comedy and Magic Club.
I've been there every Sunday night since 1978, so it's probably safe to assume this will continue.
Do you have a contract?
No, it's not a contract. It's a real audience to test what works in
in a real situation. Oh, I'm on right now. What's more fun? And when it's successful, it's very rewarding. There really is no greater satisfaction than the adulation and respect of other human beings. I get that every day. Every day someone goes, wow, thank you very much. Well, thank you, thank you. Most people don't get that in their jobs, you know. It's very rewarding, and I don't take it for granted, and it's a lot of fun.
Number 10 item on the countdown, Justin Bieber's legal problems. Host Eddie Fingers and Tracy Jones talked to entertainment reporter Jordan DeSozio about Bieber's fans and how they're reacting to the latest charges this week against him.
The Bieber thing, even when Madonna was popular and Britney Spears and all that stuff, after they got to a certain age, I was like going, who are their fans?
Right. Well,
I can understand back in the day, I can understand like 3 years ago where a 13-year-old girl would think Justin Bieber was all that. Does that girl still think he's cool?
100% they do, and this is the funniest part. When all this drama and all the bad things start happening, I just go to Twitter and I do a search. I just do a hashtag search for his name and just see what his fans are saying. And it's like they're almost like they drink the Kool-Aid. They're so caught up in it to the point where they see nothing that he does is bad. They see none of the speeding, the drugs, the nothing is bad. No, we're smearing his name because of what we're talking about with this. It's actually kind of funny that people still look at him and say, "Oh, he's my idol. I still love him. Damn, I want to be just like him."
God, you guys have such a short memory. Jordan, you do anything like that? You ever go speeding? Or you smoke marijuana cigarettes? You have a girlfriend?
I did different things that got me into trouble. It didn't necessarily have to do with drinking. It was just bad things.
Bad things. But with Justin Bieber, he's not doing bad things.
But you know what, Trace? Back in the day, you and I did it in a 72 Chevelle. You did it in your Datsun pickup. He's doing it in a $400,000 Lamborghini driving through Southie.
And here's the whole point. And Eddie just hit on it. The whole thing is a jealousy factor. Ed has to throw his kind of like athletes in the money. Oh, it's a Lamborghini. Is it any different if it was a 74 Datsun truck compared to a Lamborghini?
Yeah, but my dad didn't.
It doesn't matter. 65 is 65.
But doing 90
miles an hour. He never went over 65 miles an hour.
Crap, that's a lie. No.
What do you want? This guy deported?
Yes.
Well, that's what they're saying. I think that it's the combination of, you know, being belligerent to the cops, you know, F-bombing the cops.
Correct.
You're just trying to be tough guy. And then when they just did the urine test and they saw that he had Xanax and he had marijuana in his system.
Right,
it doesn't seem like much on the surface, but if you start mixing those two, and then you get into a car and you've been drinking and you're swerving, it just causes, the story could have been different. It could have been a pedestrian that he hit.
But it wasn't. I mean, he's 19 years old. This is not a big deal, people.
So let's recap the items that are on this hour of the countdown. And generally speaking, they are the items this week. Number 10, Justin Bieber and his problems. Number 9, Jay Leno and his leaving The Tonight Show. Number 8, John McCain, not highly thought of by the Republicans in Arizona, apparently. Obamacare and affordable care, insurance coverage, that sort of thing. Number 7 this week. Number 6, Obamacare and the NSA have been pretty much in it for months and months and months. So number 5, the Olympic security concerns. Number 4, the concern over new legislation for immigration reform. Winter weather is number 3. Super Bowl number 2. And number 1, the State of the Union address, right here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob Kay, sound and recording.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.